This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. It's 10-2-23, show 5:30. Well, we're in a new month, Nick, and this is the month of crashes, even more so than September. And the market has not been trading too well, has it?
No, the market's been very, very fragile, Kerry. Last week, the major indexes finished lower again. Today, you just have the NASDAQ that's in the green. And that's not even up that much. The small caps have been leading the decline. That's again the case today. You have the Russell 2000 trading down by a little over 1%. So I just think you got to be prepared for a lot of whipsaw. And again, markets do remain weak. And like you said, today's the start of the fourth quarter. And everyone is looking at Friday's payroll report. So that's going to be the big indicator next week. I don't honestly believe the report either way. But, we'll see what we get from it.
You know, it's just like a Hollywood back lot. You know, you go, you see a house, you're driving by a house. It looks like a house on the camera. But then when you go to the back of the house, it's just the front standing with stilts. There's nothing else behind it, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. And this deck of cards, or house of cards, if you want to call it that, is definitely starting to crumble a little bit. But as always, Kerry, you know, these guys can prop it up very easily. They have to come out and say, hey, you know, maybe we're done raising rates. They'll constantly, you know, kick the can down the road. But the bottom line is markets are weak right now. And you definitely see a lot of damage in a lot of different equities, especially over the last 2-3 weeks.
Hey, I haven't looked at the housing stocks lately. I looked at them a week ago and they were definitely well off their highs.
Yeah, the housing stocks are now rolling over as well. Today, surprisingly enough, they're positive. They're upticking. But if you look at early August, mid-August, they started to put a little bit of a top in, a little rolling top. And really right around the start of September, they've come down significantly. So housing stocks finally pulling back. That's an ominous sign because, you know, housing has been holding the markets up quite a bit as they've moved up even with higher rates. Now it seems like the rates have just moved up too much and housing stocks are dead in the water here. They're just, I would not touch them. And they look like potential short setups in a little bit.
Yeah, well, like, you know, looking at Lennar, because I think they're the largest mm-hmm. now.
Yes, by far.
It's down like close to 20% off its all-time high, right?
Yeah, it recently peaked out at around $133 a share. Now it's trading at around $112. So it's had a really good fall. And, you know, right now the positive for Lennar, it's still holding fractionally above its 200-day moving average, which is around 110. It takes out that 200-day moving average. This will easily go down to $100.
And it's pretty much the same story with like Toll Brothers.
All of them. Yeah. Birds of a feather flocking together. Yeah. You can look at Toll Brothers, D.R. Horton. You can look at Pulte Homes. They all have very similar charts. KB Homes, another one. And those of you out there that just want to track the home builders, you can look at the ITB. That's the best ETF out there. That's the iShares Home Construction ETF. That's the best one to follow for home builders.
The only surprise is that they haven't completely collapsed and gone down to like their March 2020 lows, you know?
Yeah, or even the 2022 lows, right? You know, when you think about the home builders, they were able to rally with higher interest rates. It was remarkable to see, but if you just look at it, you know, the home builders put in a pivotal low back around June of 2022.
Correct.
And, you know, they rallied up. You know, the ITB was below $50 a share back then, and it went up to $90. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just incredible. Now it's sitting at around 78. So they're finally starting to come in. And obviously, you know, lack of supply because you have so many hedge funds and big institutions like BlackRock and Blackstone that have bought, you know, residential real estate for whatever reason, just to rent it out, they've taken a lot of supply off the market. And that's what has held these home builders up so well.
Yeah, it's kind of a fascinating situation. Well, energy We hit 95 last week, and it's back under 90, right?
Yeah, so energy now, the oil is back below 90. In fact, as we're speaking, it's falling, and it's back to around $89 a barrel. So we talked about that last week, Kerry. If you recall, I said that we'll probably make a nominal high, a little peekaboo above the high from the 19th of September, and then we should come back in. And that's what's happening, because oil is overbought on just about every metric, especially the bigger time frame, which is the weekly chart. So I do think, you know, we'll probably get a pullback to the low 80s now.
All right. Well, that's going to be interesting to see. And, yeah, it's been choppy, that's for sure. What's going on with yields?
Well, yields are up today. So if you're looking at the 10-year, that's up about 8 basis points, back to 4.65%. And the market is always watching bond yields now, right? That's like the hottest story. But I think we broke that story here years ago when we said yields at bottom and they're going to climb higher. Nobody really out there believed us.
No one believed us.
No, nobody. And it was we sounded a little bit crazy back then. But here we are, the 2-year Treasury note yield, which we brought to light. Nobody ever talked about that before. Now they talk about it on CNBC on a regular basis, almost make a segment out of it every day. Today, that's up six and a half basis points to 5.11%. Remember what I said is if 2-year gets into that or close to the Fed funds rate, which is at 5.25%, that is going to be problematic for the stock market. And that's why you see the stock market really behaving the way it is right now, because yields just keep going up. And if the 2-year gets into that 5.25%, 5.5% marker, the Fed has no choice but to raise rates, and they cannot cut anytime soon. And that's really what's unraveling the stock market right now.
In the meantime, the dollar continues to go higher.
Yes, the dollar's been a powerhouse. I think the dollar finally could be hitting some major resistance here, but today it's very strong, up about 0.7% on the December contract, above 106.5. So it's been a powerhouse. And the dollar, really, when you look at it from the middle of July, has taken off like a rocket ship. This thing has better trajectory than a SpaceX rocket. So the dollar has been a powerhouse, but it is getting to what we call that parabolic state on the larger time frame. So you got to be aware of that when that formation is happening, and we're pretty much, you know, at that level now.
Yeah, well, the dollar is the best looking house in Baltimore, right?
that's really all it is. It's not that it's so great, but like you said, best house on a bad street.
Yeah, but gold is getting slammed. I mean, you always said there's going to be one major pullback. How low can it go?
Oh, we could go a lot lower, actually. So right now, you're going to hit some support on gold futures. I would say probably around this 1820 level, 18, somewhere there. But if you crack through there, I mean, that opens the door potentially down to around 1650. And that would be a major bottom. And, you know, hopefully everybody will be able to step up then, because that's when you're going to have to do it. And then you'll get the, I think, the buy of a lifetime. But right now, you know, like I said, too many people are expecting gold to just go straight up. And it may firm up here. There's still that chance, but it's had a significant pullback at this stage.
All right. Hey, Bitcoin, it's going opposite gold. I told you I've been buying Bitcoin. Like, I buy a little bit every Monday morning or Sunday evening. It's auto buy. And then when it hits a certain price, which probably here, my exits, if it hits 30,000, I'm going to sell it all off, you know, make a little bit of money, and then begin the process again.
I like your thinking. I like your way you're doing it, because Bitcoin is having a monster day today, up about 4.5%. But the problem right here, Kerry, is that I think we're into resistance at the moment. Last week, we said even if Bitcoin does catch a bid, which was certainly a possibility, Bitcoin futures probably test the 28,500 to 29,000 level. That's where we went today, and now it's starting to pull back. So I like your thinking. Maybe we'll get you'll get that 30,000 market tomorrow, and you could liquidate your position and do it all over.
Yeah, the second it hits 30, I'm out. But I'm not telling any of you out there to do it. It's just my little experiment. It's just, you know, it's like a lottery, buying lottery tickets, but it's a little bit easier because I don't have to go to Publix and actually shell out the cash, because they only take cash or a debit card for lottery tickets,
yes, that's
right?
All they do. That's correct. That's correct. I was just at Publix. the other day. And anytime that lottery gets up over, you know, 500 million, I do play it. I do put $2 on it.
Well, with $2, I'd put 20 down. Actually, I think I did 30. I think I did $30 on this one. It's up to $1.9 billion. The ripoff is that after taxes and everything and taking the cash payout, you only get about 400 million. So, but I already have it spent, so don't worry about it. All right. Well, hey, if you don't want to play the lottery and you actually want to go someplace where you could really make some money, go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See who's been beating the averages for decades. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. And of course, your emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. Please write your comments below on the YouTube channel. Share, like, and subscribe. Really helps the channel out when you do that. Nick, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.